For the rec, Alex speaking.
Okay, I'm on a spin. I got a 6-speed conversion done out of what's called the Blackman GCA.
Yeah, man.
How's it going?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, I'm good. Just on the clunk in the diff seems to be getting louder.
Louder, okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's quite loud. It's actually disturbing my driving. It clunks like a big clack. It doesn't sound right, you know. It happens in the corners. You know, if I'm turning right, the right side will clunk, and if I'm going left, the left side will clunk more. Does that make sense? Like I can differentiate which diff is clunking. They're both clunking, and whichever one's loaded up more will clunk first.
The clunking's in the rear of the car, so it's the rear diff.
Yeah, it's all rear.
Yeah, so you're talking more shaft. So you got one shaft from memory. You had a shaft clicking and clunking in the back, in the right-hand side, and then a bit of backlash in the diff.
Okay. I don't exactly know what the noises are, but what as far as the swap goes, what did you change in the rear end with the diff goes? Just the internal?
Just the diff, man.
Because none of these clunks were there pre the swap. That's what's kind of thrown me out a little bit.
Like, yeah, bizarre. And the shaft didn't come out of the car. That's the one that's got me bizarre.
Ah, okay. So those, the drive shafts, they stayed put. You didn't touch them at all.
In the rear, exactly.
Oh, okay. That's real confusing now.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. What's the upgrade situation? What do I need to do to put an R180 in the back?
So what we need to do is put a diff, a pair of shafts, a pair of hubs.
Yeah.
Right? And then we need a conversion rear rotor, because you've got the WRX 2 hubs on the back of your car.
I've got the Brembos.
Brembos, yeah. Right? Sorry, you've got the Brembos. So essentially, we lose the dog bone adapter. The Brembo Brembo bolts straight to the hub.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we just need the right rear disc. Size handbrake, so just two rear discs.
So I've potentially blown $1,000 on parts on my day.
Not necessarily, man. We'll get the dog bones back off you. It's not a big deal.
Cool. What's the kind of pricing with that upgrade?
I emailed it to you last time, didn't I? I'll get more.
It might have been a little run down with the first initial quote. I couldn't remember if there were numbers with that. Because like on and off the gas, I get that clunk as well.
Yeah, like, you get a backlash. If the diff's in open, like the center diff, you'll get a bit more backlash in it, definitely, right?
Okay, so if I wind up the BCCD controller...
Wind it up a little bit, see if it shuts it up.
Yeah, cool. I have been driving with a little bit more of it on because the car seems to be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Too much, just a little bit. Just a little bit. And what's kind of the limit on the road with dry roads?
It really comes down to how harsh you want it to be. So anywhere up to
cool.
Maybe 3/4. Even then it's starting to get a little bit agricultural to drive.
Yeah. Mark, it's a lot of fun though, man. This gearbox changed the car completely.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, do you want to let me know, wind it up, and then what we'll look at, I'm just trying to find the email for you. What I'll do is I'll drop an email back today.
Perfect.
I'll just find the communication that we had, and then I'll price it up, just have a look at your emails maybe tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Easy, bro. Easy. Thanks for your help.
No worries, man. Anytime.
Cool, man. I'll check the suit. I'll read the email, have a think about it. I'll give you a call. Yeah, legend.
No problem.
Cool, man. Speak soon.
Yeah, mate.
Catch up.